Now, this is nice and friendly, isn't it? Rosalind? Mr. Marwood? Three friends sat down with a decent pot of tea. Shall I be mother?
You're very kind, Doctor, but it could overweigh something. Now, where's my flask? Ah, that's better. You want some?
Not my cup of tea, but thanks all the same. Speaking of tea, someone once said, a good friend is like a good cup of tea. He makes life richer and more beautiful. Now I wonder who that was.
That was you, Doctor, and you know it.
Was it? Oh yes! That time on the planet Moondara. I remember it now. You know, my little friend, someone once said a good friend is like a good cup of tea. He makes life richer and more beautiful.
Oh! Who said that, Doctor?
Me, just then.
We like Doctor, we like Rosalind. Woo! Doctor, Rosalind. Woo!
Oh, Doctor, they're so cute. You know, I'm so glad you agreed to take me with you. The extraordinary things I've seen. I'm truly blessed. Opened my eyes. Thank you.
And there's plenty more extraordinary things to see yet. Come on, let's get back to the TARDIS. I fancy a decent pot of tea.
And
a simple sandwich.
So you two used to know each other then?
Many years ago.
Long before I met my current friends.
And you're seriously telling me you've been to another planet? I was right, you're our potty.
How dare you? I'm nothing of the sort, you foul drunkard.
Rosalind, please. Mr. Marwood, would you excuse us for a moment?
Aye, no bother. I get the feeling I'm not particularly wanted, anywho.
You'll find the others in the drawing room. We'll join you shortly.
Filthy hobo. Look what he's done to my best china.
I want you to be nice to Mr. Marwood. He's done you no harm.
He's a working-class ruffian, and he stinks of fish. God help us when they get the vote.
And what exactly makes you any better? You know what the future will bring. You should be a shining light, a role model for everyone in this time. Helping, not treating everyone poorer than you with contempt.
Oh yes, and where would that leave me? Penniless. I have to protect my own interests. I'm not a charity case. It's all right for you, swanning around in your TARDIS as you please, but this is all I've had. I've built a life here. I had to fit in. I was lucky to find a loving husband who took care of me and gave me status, a title, luxury, some meaning in life. But then he died. Do you know how hard that was for me? People conspiring to ruin me, attempting to take away my business, my beautiful castle. My mistakes are no worse than yours. Just because I'm a woman, life hasn't been all roses, you know.
You had the space-time telegraph. Why didn't you call me back when he died?
What could you have done? Brought him back to life? Ha! You're good, but you're not that good, Doctor. I wouldn't have called you back at all but for the threat to my legacy.
Legacy? A gemstone? Is that all you care about? Oh, Rosalind, look at yourself. Look at what you've become.
I don't need your pity, Doctor. And that's Lady Rosalind, thank you very much.
Well, Lady Rosalind, I don't like what you've become one little bit, and I look forward to when this whole business is concluded. I'd go right now if I wasn't a man of my word, sadly. And by the way, I'll have the telegraph back from you when this is all over, thank you very much.
You're welcome to it. I don't think I'll be needing it again somehow. Shall we make our way to the drawing room then? Doctor.